behind a bike on Lombard, trying to make all the green lights. It's March 24th, the 28th. You're on the air, man. You're on the air.
I had another crazy dream about Joe last night. I'm always having these crazy dreams about Joe, usually taking place in New York City, but this one begins in Baltimore. I was lying down taking a nap and the doorbell rang. I usually don't get up to answer it because it's usually one of my neighbor's nieces or nephews ringing the wrong buzzer. But this time I decided to go downstairs, and when I opened the door, there was Joe, standing next to his key lime green Cadillac Eldorado with tinted windows and Florida tags. The passenger door pops open. "Hop in," he says. I slide onto the front seat next to Sally Morris. In the back is Blade and Bonnie and Laura and Michelle. "We're going to New York City," Sally says. "Yeah, and I'm buying everybody their own bag on me," Joe adds. "I just want all my friends to have a good time together while we still can."
It seemed like a fun idea, so I decided to go along for the ride.
Cruising up the Jersey Turnpike, Iggy Pop bootlegs blaring. Joe has all the in-between song dialogue memorized to a T. We get into New York City and all the lights are out. Everything's really dark, even the neon's gone too. We're crossing the Williamsburg Bridge, a right onto Clinton Street, up to Avenue B, and another right on 12th, and a left on D, and another left on 13th, and then he cuts a right into what used to be known as Rag Picker's Alley. He pulls up against the building, cuts out the lights, gets out of the car, and disappears into the night. And I wake up, and I know everything turned out okay, and I know Joe came back with some really great stuff, and I know he let me drive his car on the way home, that key lime green Cadillac Eldorado with the tinted windows and the Florida tags, because he knows how much I love to drive it. And I wonder, and I sit and wonder if I'm gonna see Joe soon.